Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 351. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways at the end of the program to receive one. Please mark down whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Unfortunately, we're not on television. The government will not allow me on television because of my messages are so true. Of course, everybody knows that this government is not a truthful one. We see what they've done already in Iraq, in Iran. Now, everybody is getting a bit disenchanted with them, and they want the troops to come back because it's a fictitious war. And it is a, as one person called this, is a fictitious president that is being blamed for it. This war is caused by the Vatican. As I said before, George Bush is just a puppet of the Vatican. This is why the world media calls me a cult leader, because they want you to believe, and then they say that I am a ex-convict. Yes, they've taken me into court over 100 times and found nothing wrong with me. Even the federal government said that I'm squeaky clean, but they brought in a lot of witnesses against me, false witnesses that are backsliders, former members of our church that had decided that they wanted to go back on drugs and be homosexuals and what have you. And so if we were allowed on television, it would be for sure that we'd also be able to offer you a DVD. Amen. So, at present, we're only able to offer you a CD or an audio tape. And one of the, God could open a door. I remember a woman from one of the channels in Fort Smith, and then later people all over that have worked in the media that believed my message. They stated that the government agents were going around to all the different radio stations and television stations and said, do not talk either good or bad about Tony Alamo. Don't even bring his name up. Act as though he's dead and that he's been gone a long time. And if you don't, we're going to take your FCC license away and tear your tower down. That's how much they... hate me. There was a song one time, that's how much I love you, baby. Yeah, that's how much I love you. Well, that's how much they hate this message that the Lord has given me. Yeah, that's how much they hate me. All right, so we have a real strong message today, one that the government hates, one that Satan hates. Satan really hates, you know, when you become a born-again Christian, but more than that, he hates when Christians join together and become the building of the the house or the container for God to live in. And you'll hear more about that in this message today. And we have some music and some possible testimonies. But right now, let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint this service. Father, anoint this service. Lord, you know I've been praying about these messages so strong. And you've really been telling me to tell the people to read the Word, because the Word of God you have mentioned in the 8th chapter of Luke, that the Word of God is the seed. The seed is the Word of God. And in the first chapter of the book of John, you say that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. And Lord, that means in the beginning was the seed, and the seed was with God, and the seed was God, and the seed became flesh and dwelt among us. And the seed, the Word of God, the Bible says that the Word of God upholds all things. That's in the 10th, that's in the first chapter of Hebrews. Father, anoint the Word today. Let it sink deep into the ears of the unsaved and the saved, that the souls out there in the radio land will be saved, and that the church will be strengthened. Father God, destroy the works of Satan. There are so many things. We have to trust your word, the seed, which is God. The word is God. The seed is God. In other words, the seed, the word, is God. The word, when we're holding a Bible, Lord, we're holding you in our hands. So the word of God, the seed, is very near. And we need to be sowing the seed of God into the world so that it can go into the good soil of people's hearts and grow out of their hearts from the good seed into something big and beautiful and powerful from God. Lord, I pray that you'll give us the right seed today, that the souls out there will receive it into their heart, the right God's words, your words, in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's the Brothers Keepers to sing, "When I Wake Up to Sleep No More."
What a glad thought, some wonderful morning, I should hear Gabriel's trumpet sound. Redeemer, with a glad shout I'll leave the ground.
Testimonies here. Where is the first one from?
From Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay.
Translated from Spanish. Dear Pastor Lomo, after reading about the Pope and the Catholic Church, it only affirms what we are living today.
Yes, those are the ones that are smearing people, but we have to learn to be, we have to read enough word, and through the word we are empowered with God. When we're reading the word of God, the word God enters into us and gives us the power to be able to go through all the slander and the degradation that you hear slung at the people of the Lord. Now what they're doing now is calling for impeachment for President Bush, and yes, he definitely is a tool of the Vatican, But it's just amazing how people don't pay any attention to the root, which is the Vatican, and they pay tremendous attention to all the branches. Now, you can pull a branch off of a tree, but that tree is still going to live on unless you get the root. Now, what people need to do is start exposing the Vatican. There's very few of us out there that are doing that. I've been doing it for a good many years now. And when I was mentioning that I went to prison on a trumped up, I was railroaded into prison. It was on a fake IRS thing. And you know how everybody loves the IRS, but we're Brother Peeler stated that he examined me and went through all the different records on me and found that I was squeaky clean, and that he had not found anybody as squeaky clean as I am. And so that's how he knew I was being railroaded. And when he read a piece of literature that the Lord gave me called Another Pearl Harbor, God gave me that because of 9/11. The government, Roman Canon government, always wants us to get in a war. When they want us to get in a war, what they do is make it look like the country that they want to destroy and take over with their democracy, which is nothing more than dictatorship. What they do is they go in and they maybe destroy the World Trade Center and make it look like it's the Iranians or the Iraq people, just anyone that they want to destroy. And then the media just ballyhoos it and makes everybody believe that that's true until everybody gets worked up into a lather and starts sending their young boys and girls over there to get killed, to get slaughtered. And Bush knows that he's being hated, but the Vatican has promised him great security, and there wouldn't be any way that drunk would keep plowing into this thing against the American public, because the American public is almost totally against him. Anybody in their right mind would be. But they come up with these false polls and say, well, his credibility is now down to 30. They didn't ask me, and they never asked anybody in our church, and they didn't ask anybody that I know. Everybody that I know believes Bush is crazy for sending those in. And that's what the Vatican wants you to believe, is that it's him and that he's crazy. And in fact, he is, more than likely, it seems, for following the Vatican's orders. But it's really the behind the scenes. It is the Roman Catholic cult. The Bible says she's the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth, and there's so many other scriptures that it's just tragic that people don't read the Bible, because the Word of God upholds everything. Read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, right away. Read that.
Who being made...
Okay, read 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners...
So, different ways, different... okay, go ahead. In different times, he showed what?
Spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Now, why is it so important for God to speak? Because he speaks the truth. And anybody that's, you know, a God who's created everything, you'd think that people would be smart enough to believe the most powerful being in the world. He speaks every language. He's the one that made the languages. He's the one that made us out of the dirt of the ground. And you'd think people would be smart enough to listen to him when he speaks. And the Word of God is God. And the Word of God, Jesus in his speaking to his disciples regarding the parable of the sower, says when he's explaining what that means to his disciples, stated the sower went out to sow. He rose, and some of the seed fell on a rock, and some of it fell amongst briars and thorns, and then some of it fell on good earth. When he later explained, he said, the seed is the word of God. And the ones that really make out are the ones that where the seed is sown into the good ground. And it grows up very strong and powerful. And the word of God is God. And so the seed, in the beginning was the seed. And the seed was with God. And the seed was God. And the seed became flesh. And that flesh... was the seed was Jesus. And we love to hear what Jesus has to say because he's the word, the seed, he's God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now here it is about the seed again. Right here, go ahead.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Spoke to us by his Son. Well, it's that's why I always say that it's a war of words. You have us preaching the gospel and doing good, just like Jesus did, and they nailed him to the cross. But he rose from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven above, in the sight of above 500 people. And so, I mean, that should show you that he was definitely, he's God. No one else has ever accomplished anything like that. And, if you don't believe that he's God, then who is? Well, he is God, and all the things that the Bible says has come to pass, with the exception of a few scriptures at the last. And the Lord, in the book of Ezekiel, tells of these the wheels and all these things. But go ahead and finish. Which happens to be the church and Christ. God, we are the living place. We are... to be a container, not just one of us, but as a whole. The whole church is supposed to working together, just as a flying saucer with the wheel in the midst of it, like Christ is in the midst of it. We move as the Spirit moves us. And we speak as the Spirit tells us to speak. And so, yeah, I was railroaded into court. Jesus was an ex-con. Amen? They had him in prison, right?
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul and all the apostles are ex-convicts. Now, they don't like for me to say this either, but your prophets were ex-convicts. All of them. One way or the other, they were like... Moses was a fugitive from Pharaoh. Amen?
Amen.
And was Pharaoh the government, a good government? Absolutely not. God didn't think so. He drowned the whole army and killed Pharaoh's son. And he's still doing the same things today. And that's why I would warn everyone in the world to start listening to God and pay attention to what he has to say, because he'll get your attention one way or the other. If he has to take your son... your daughter, and some people say, well, people say that God does these things. I heard a preacher today saying that God doesn't do these things to us, that we do it to ourselves. Well, that's true, but the Lord warns us that if we don't do something, he told me, and so you can't tell me anything he told me audibly if I don't go up and tell the people about the Lord Jesus Christ and that he's coming back to earth again, that I would surely die. The Lord has threatened me on several occasions that if I didn't do something, I would die. He told me if I didn't stop smoking, I would die. He told me if I didn't stop eating sweets, I would die. He told me to not eat any dairy, or I would die. No more beef, and of course, no pork or anything like that. Then he's told me all kinds of commandments that I must keep, and we must listen to the Spirit. A crazy person would say, well, why didn't you check it out? I had a person actually tell me that. Why didn't you not say what the Lord told you to say to see if he'd really kill you? That man right now, I'm telling you before the Lord, is in a mental institution. He went to, I found out later that he went to attack the President of the United States, and they put him in a mental institution. That's really crazy that the man would do something like that. But yeah, I knew he was crazy when he told me that. You should have, you know, checked God out to see if he's really telling the truth. In other words, that man is a con artist, and he thinks that even God is. Okay, continue on.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Okay, so his Son also made the world. You want to know why? Because his Son is the Word of God. Don't you get it? It says, and the Word, in other words, the seed of God, became flesh. And the Word is God, and so the Word, God, became flesh and made it into this world and dwelt among us. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
So he's the seed. And that's why the Bible plainly tells us that faith in God, you people want to know how to receive faith, we're given a portion, little portion of faith. But faith cometh by hearing the Word of God, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. The Word of God is the seed, all right? And the Bible plainly states that. So keep going. So what does it say that the Son does? That he made everything?
By whom also he made the worlds.
He made the world. And it also says the fullness of the Word, the things that, all the things that are in it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so it's so important to read the Word of God, to study it. The Bible says for us to study the Word. In other words, our work is the Word of God. If you're doing something else other than the Word of God, then you're doing the wrong kind of work. That pleases God, because you need to be power-packed with the Word of God today. Otherwise, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. This is our stabilizer, the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is Christ. So we need to keep reading Christ. It says labor in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Labor in the Word of God, because the Word is God. And the Bible plainly states that. So, and the Word of God is put together, not only the worlds, but the body of Christ is put together. The church is put together with the Word of God. If we have both Christ within us, which is the actual, if we're likening ourselves unto a wheel, then he is our hub. Amen?
Amen.
But only if we're not to think that God has saved us just as one person or like and scattered about. The Lord wants us to join together as the church, the redeemed. Not to join together with other religions at all, because religion is of the devil. That the religion is our biggest enemy. Is the body of Christ's biggest enemy and Christ's biggest enemy. I'm not the only one that's been persecuted or has been arrested falsely. I belong to a very exclusive club. We're all ex-convicts. Jesus, Paul, Peter, Matthew, Mark, all of them were in jail. Jeremiah was in jail. Isaiah was in jail. Don't you remember? They all went into captivity. Daniel was in jail. Amen?
Amen.
And the three Hebrew children were in jail. So we're all a bunch of jailbirds, those of us that are really of the Lord. If you're not an ex-con in this world, if this world doesn't hate you, then you must be of this world. But the Lord says that the world hated him, and it hates you also. If you're doing, if I'm inside of you, if I'm the hub inside of you, and you're the wheel, because you move, you roll through this earth the way that the Spirit moves you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so finish the scripture.
Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person.
Okay, so Jesus is what?
The brightness of His glory.
The brightness of His glory. Because the Lord is the one that is the head of the church, the body. And He's the brightness of His glory. God the Father doesn't have an image, even though they're both one. Jesus coming into this world, it says that they made us, they three, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, made us in their image. So they are all one, and so they are all Christ. Christ is the only one that I saw when the Lord appeared before me. And I saw no other one on the throne. So there's not three gods. There's one and one only. And that is Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right? Please believe me, because if you don't believe me, read the Word. I'm trying to antagonize you folks out there to read the Word of God so that you'll be saved. Okay, then what?
And the express image of His person.
He's the express image of God. Okay, because He is God. Then what?
And upholding all things by the word of His power.
Okay, so He upholds all things by the word, the seed, His power. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. That means A, capital L, capital L. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. So when you have Christ in you, then you have power to be healed. Okay? But the devil wants to drum that out of you. He wants to discourage you. But you have the power to be healed. You have the power to lay hands on folks and they shall be healed, because the Lord said so. And His word is God. Amen?
Amen.
If you have depression, you need to just rely on the Lord that you have power over depression. Everything that Satan is trying to give you, such as depression, despondency, or anything, sickness, disease, infirmities, you have power over that, the same power of God. Because He gives the power of for all these things to His disciples. If you're a disciple of the Lord, you have all power in you. Amen?
Amen.
But the Lord wants you to believe that. If you don't believe that, or you don't exercise that, well, then there's no possible way for you to be able to receive the things that the Lord said that He has already given you. Amen?
Amen.
And so it's very important for you to have Christ in you and to believe the word which tells you that all power in heaven and on earth belongs to you. Now, He is your head of the body, and you are His body. Amen?
Amen?
So if the head has that power, so does the body. Amen?
Amen.
And so you have to believe that in order to take the power, dominion, and authority over every problem in the world. If you don't have money, you have power and dominion over that. Pray to the Lord in faith, believe in. And He says that His word, which is God, which is the seed, says that He'll give you whatsoever you ask in faith, believing. Amen?
Amen.
So believe it. Amen?
Amen.
Only believe, and then you'll receive it from the Lord. All right? And so believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. That's how man really lives. Amen?
Amen.
Man will not live by bread alone, does not live by bread alone, but by every word, every seed that comes out of the mouth of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, then what?
When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
He purged our sins, and then He sat right down on the right hand. And right hand symbolically means the power of God. Now He says, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Well, Jesus is saying that, then He's saying, well, that doesn't belong to the Father, it belongs to me. Well, how could he say that unless he was also the Father? Amen?
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit. And he casts out demons by the Spirit of God. And what is the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God is God, is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
So the Word of God casts out evil spirits. And so if you learn the Word of God, if you are preaching the Word under the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, then the Word that you preach casts out devils. They just move away when you're preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And is able to cut right down into the marrow of the bones. Amen?
Amen.
So believe the Word of God and live. Okay? Now, so finish up this.
The Catholic Church wants to make of the whole world its acquisition and its corruption.
Why do people believe that? You know, why do you want to go to hell? Why do you want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit by believing Satan rather than God? Why do you destroy yourself, your mind, your soul, your body, the corruptness that you see on television, which is now you see a lot of programs that are contrived by the Roman Catholic cult. They say they used to be the ones that approved or disapproved all movies, and they still do that today. They only allow what they allow on television, so you know it's corrupt, okay? This is all corrupt. It's Satan's voice. All right, then what?
We now see that it isn't interested in living as brethren and loving one another.
No, well, we're not allowed to live as brethren with them unless they get saved, okay? Because the hub, or the inner wheel, has to live inside them. But he's not going to live in us if we're individualists. We have to become members of the corporate body of Christ. In other words, we have to become one huge building for him to live in. And he wants to reside somewhere, and he needs the church to live in. Not one person of the church or 100 people, but he wants the whole church. And the church is his bride. Okay, then what?
It isn't interested in living as brethren and loving one another, but instead in destroying and only living for ourselves.
That's right.
The enemy only came to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the testimonies of the people that are preaching the gospel. But God told me, he says, don't worry about these people. Just keep preaching the gospel. And, Lord, should I hire attorneys to take care of them? And he says, I said I'm going to take care of them. Well, we have to do something, too. But I did hire an attorney, but I feel bad about it now because they help us to get swatting some of the mosquitoes away. But the thing is that the Lord said he's taking care of it, and he's taking care of it in a way that attorneys can't take care of it. He gives them heart attacks. He gives them liver transplants and heart attacks on top of it and paralyzes them. And, you know, you people out there that are trying to, that are attempting to cause the house of God, remember, if I'm a Christian and Christ is living in me, and I'm part of a corporate body of Christians, and you're attacking the house of God. And let me tell you something. There's no place in the Word of God that can say that no devil can ever say that they destroyed God. Amen?
Amen.
Or his work. You cannot do that. All right? And I'm here to tell you. The Word of God, which is God himself, is the seed. The seed of God says that you can't do that. Okay, and I've seen people drop dead. And so have these, the people that were formerly with the church that railroaded me into, I mean, they've lost all fear of the Lord. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. But they've lost all fear of the Lord, and so what can they expect? It isn't as though the Lord hasn't warned them to lay off, because it's not the me that they're attacking. They're attacking the Word of God that I'm preaching. Amen?
Amen.
It isn't the people in the world that are out there that are not, they're in the world but not part of it, that are preaching the gospel. That's why they're being attacked. And that's why I will come to the rescue of anybody, to the best of my ability, to help anyone that's being attacked. Because I believe that, you know, if you're in the body of Christ, that I'll help you. You know, if the government is giving you a bad way to go, I'll help you. I don't care what your name is. I don't care if I ever knew you before in my life. And I go to the rescue of many people with whatever I have. Because we're supporting Christians that are being persecuted like crazy overseas in countries like Africa and other countries where they're really treating them badly, where they actually kill you. Pakistan, places like that. We're trying to get people out of Pakistan because they kill them for preaching the gospel. The Muslims. When you're talking to a Muslim, you're talking to a Catholic. The Muslim religion was brought up by them. Ask Jack Chick, a publishing company. They have a book out that is not expensive, but it explains how the Muslim religion started. It was started by the Catholic cult. I don't like using the word cult because most of the people that are in our church were former Catholics. And they have seen the light now, and they've been set free from that awful, worse of that cult. I mean, it's the worst cult on the face. It's Satan's church. And Satan's church is one world government, and the media is Satan's machine, and he's doing everything that you can. If your spiritual eyes could open up, you'd see this monster that you can't even look at. I saw it. It was dreadful. I could only look at it for a few seconds. I saw the same thing that Daniel saw. And, you know, of course God has prophets today. I mean, this is, the Bible states, the seed, the Word of God states that this is the worst time that you could ever be living because, you know, things are worse today than they've ever been in the history of the entire planet. And you've got these ungodly professors and ungodly people that call themselves professors and scientists saying the earth is like millions of years old. It's going on the 7,000 years, and there's no way that they can prove. They say that they have charcoal tests and all. Baloney. Don't believe. Believe what God says and live.
Amen.
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 Okay, now what's the rest of this testimonial here?
Thank you for your warning and preparation for the people. Signed, C. Talamantes from Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay, and then do you have another one?
Yes, from the Volta region, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor, thank you for your letters. I received two packages of literature with five Bibles in each. Your literature is saving many souls. Many people have repented, and many are repenting. Many repented souls through your literature want to have their own Bible. Please send two packages of Bibles for them. We need two packages of your book, The Messiah, and two packages of your literature for distribution. Thank you for sending the t-shirts to the team of your distributors or evangelism team. Enclosed are photos for your distributors. Please, Pastor, there are many areas here where your literature has not reached. We want to send the literature there. The places are very far from our town. We need your help by donating 12 bicycles. We need your help also in prayer, as we also support your ministries with prayers. Yours in Christ, Eric, from Volta Region, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, do what you can to send your money in here, because tithes and offerings, so that we can help these people over there. We're able to help somewhat, but we need your help. I mean, really. But I just say, if you're of the Lord, you'll do it, and you don't have to be begged. And I'm not a beggar. And But in the name of the Lord, I'm telling you that you're supposed to tithe because it's a commandment in the book of Malachi. So more than anything, the Lord, God, wants more than anything to have a body, a church. He wants to be united with the head. So we've seen that from the last message that I brought, which was about the first chapter of Ezekiel. And so we're going to continue on with that chapter right now. Okay, Sharon?
Verse 24. And when they, the living creatures, went, I heard the noise.
The living creatures, again, is these flying saucers that we're seeing. These are the wheels within the wheel. Christ is within the wheel and the body that Christ wants more than anything, God Almighty wants more than anything, is to have a body to live in so that he can move that body like a wheel. You know, we move the trans. Look at the freeways. Everything that's moving on those freeways has wheels. Amen?
Amen.
They have hubs, hubcaps, and they have the rims, and then there's the tires on there. And the Lord wants a complete body, the body of Christ and the church. The church. The head is Christ, and Christ cannot, a head can't do anything without a body. And the body can't do anything without the head. If we have both the head and the body, in other words, the Christ inside and the body, which is the tire or the rim, then we have a whole rolling tire. Okay, and there were many of them that were coming against Susie and I. They were coming at us. And I thought for sure that there isn't anything in the world that is that precision. There isn't anything in the world that can move that fast. The reason for it is there isn't anything in the world that can move as fast as God.
Amen.
God moves faster than the speed of sound. Some people say, well, how could the word come down from heaven, you know, in an instant to warn you that you're going around the corner? Don't. Because God... Yeah, is like he's on the scene everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
And he can, you got to start receiving faith from the Word of God. I reckon that's why a lot of you are listening to me. I know a lot of you are because we're getting so many emails and letters and so many hits on our website. Okay, so the whole rolling tire, which rolls on for God's movement. Okay, now read that again.
And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters.
Right, now, God's voice is always talked about in the Bible as many waters when he talks, like la water. Okay, then what? Like the ocean. Then what?
As the voice of the Almighty.
Yes, like that's exactly it. Then, when we have... the Lord, the church, and the Spirit, that makes us more, so far as the work of God is concerned. Like listening to this many waters, and then we become, when we are led by the Lord, and if we respond to His Word as He speaks to us, we move like lightning. The Lord says, over there, quick. And so you go over there, quick. And then the fire is on the earth again. The lightning, the fire, because it's the body of Christ. So I pray that the Lord will be merciful to the entire church, the body of Christ, here on earth, that we may see these things in a 100% factual, complete way. So together, Christ and ourselves are the church, the body, which God more than anything wants for a living place for him to live in. He wants us to be united with the head. Okay, and so we cannot be united with the head unless we are a church that is living the church life. In other words, the spiritual life. not one day and then a couple of days you don't remember that. It's like the seeds is sown on the stony ground. It springs up for a minute, and then because there's not much soil there, and it's happy, and then because it's no root, there's no root in it, it forgets about the Word of God, and the fowls of the air come and steal it out of your heart. Even, you know, Christians that are having such a bad time, they don't realize that when they're hearing the Word of God, that the Bible says, Jesus said, that immediately, similar to lightning, Satan comes to steal that good seed, that good word, that good God out of your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Satan wants to steal God out of your heart. That's why the entire Roman canon government wants to crush, to smash God. But let me tell you something. It doesn't make any difference how big this government is or how treacherous or how frightening it seems to you. God is more powerful than Satan. Amen?
Amen?
And is far more powerful than Satan's machine. Satan's machine is the Roman Catholic Church, the world government, and the media. And just know that, and don't let that escape your heart. Whenever they start talking about Bush, say it's the Vatican. If they start saying that we're going to be attacked by the Russians, it's the Vatican. If they say it's China, it's the Vatican that's behind all this stuff. The one that started the war is the Vatican. All right? It wasn't Bush. Bush is a nudnik. You know, he does what they tell him. And he wants power and everything. And to be able, he likes to go down the beer joint and drink and then have power, you know, and he doesn't mind if people are afraid of him, and that he just loves it because he's crazy. All right? So here, God wants us to be united with Christ the head. We can't have our own head. So Bush needs to know, you know, that his head is worthless. And the government that he's running is, I'm a lover of the American government, the Constitution, and all that, but I'm not a lover of Roman canon law. That's what we have today. There are some things that I'd like to tell you that Satan is doing everything in his power to stop the Lord from having a building to live in. So the position of the of us, the container or the body, the church or the temple that God wants to live in, Matthew 13:45-46 tells us, this is the seed. It's God telling us this. Okay, here we go now. This is Matthew 13:45-46. Quote, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. In finding one pearl of great price, he went and sold everything that he had, all that he had, and bought it. Then in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord spoke seven parables. The parable concerning the pearl of great price is the sixth parable. Actually, there's seven parables that give us a full picture of this time that we're living in right now until the Lord comes back to earth again. It's going to be the same. In this picture, we can see where the church should stand. Actually, must stand. Remember, the church actually and Christ are the same thing that the prophet Ezekiel was talking about in the first chapter of Ezekiel, which is the flying saucers, as stated in the first chapter of Ezekiel. They move together by these parables. The church and Christ move together. By these parables, we can see the actual position or structure of the church. In order to help us understand the parable of the pearl of great price, we have to read Ephesians chapter 5. We'll go to verse 25. Quote, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." Unquote. That merchant found a pearl and went and sold all that he had. This tells us that this merchant is symbolic of Christ, who loved the church, the people that were going to be saved and joined together for a container for God to live in, and gave himself up for her. And that's the way a man should love his wife. It's a mystery. Verse 26 goes on to say, quote, "that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in which is in the word, or the seed, to pull the church together with the Lord, to be swift like lightning or fire, like in the book of Ezekiel." And Sharon, you're still reading some of the flying saucers that we call them.
"The voice of speech as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings."
Okay. Now the washing of the water in the word, in the seed, is the washing of life. The Lord, when you read the word, washes life, his life, into you. So the Lord washes life into us by his word. The divine life, the spirit of life, the life-giving spirit, which is Christ, the word, the seed, which is God. Then verses 27 through 32 say that, quote, "that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot," which means no sin whatsoever. His church cannot have sin. And if you're disobedient, you don't want to live the church life, that's a very gross disobedience to the Lord. "Not having spot," in other words, no sin or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and without blemish, without any sin in the church. You cannot be the container for God to live in and have any sin on your soul. And you've got to be one with the church and the Lord. Okay? Without any sin whatsoever. The reason he doesn't want any sin in the church, which is his bride, is because we are members of his body. Quote, "for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great." But then he goes on to say, "but I speak in regard to Christ and the church, the husband and the wife." Hallelujah. Amen. So now, you know, I'd like to, I see that my time is up, and so right now we always have an altar call, and right now the Lord is, and I am inviting you to become one with Christ and to be one with the church. And all you need to do to start out is to say this prayer. "Say unto the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy, former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon you shall be saved. And I'm calling upon you, Lord. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now, just raise your hands in praise and thank the Lord. And get baptized, fully submerge in a church that really believes the Bible, as I do, and that you do. And if you don't, well, then come in and move in with us. If you keep the rules, you can, you know. And we take care of all your worldly needs. And and then make sure you get baptized with the Holy Spirit and keep reading the Word of God so your faith keeps building up. But read it spiritually. Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of this program, which is 351. Make sure you mark it down. To receive an audio copy or a CD, it's absolutely free, including the postage and handling. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
And this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you, praise the Lord, and may God bless you really good because of your moving into the fullness of the stature of the Lord. You cannot be the fullness on your own. You've got to be the fullness of the body of Christ. Tune in tomorrow for another powerful message that we're going to continue on with this. So here is H.B. Barnum's choir, Life Choir, singing the Life Prayer song.